Blog Talk Radio.
It's a nice truck.
Yeah, Chevy Silverado.
Check out this Multiflex tailgate.
Multiflex, huh?
Wow. Come step.
Mom, Dad's flexing again.
That's not all.
You can extend the bed for longer stuff.
Right? This is cool.
He'll flex.
That's right.
And it becomes a workspace.
You can put your laptop here.
I'm sending an imaginary email.
Hey, Dad, dinner.
Hey, look who stopped by Daddy's office.
Wait, you work here?
The Chevy Silverado with the available Multiflex tailgate. Find new flexibility, find new roads. Chevrolet.
Hey, what's up? It is me, your girl, E. Davis. This is Strictly Business with E. Davis. And you are on the air. We are on the air from Logos. Dial in to join the conversation, 516-453-9133. This is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So my topic, it was somewhat, I like to say it's personal. Because I've been a business woman. I had my own business for about 5 years. 5 years for me, the author E. Davis, since April 2016. So I just celebrated a writer's anniversary. And as a publisher, November of 2016. So in next month and a half, we'll be celebrating a publishing anniversary. And I have come across a few friends and a few family members that wanted to get a discount because they're friends and family. I had someone say to me that I charge $15 for one of my books, and someone said to me, I don't pay no more than $12 for the book. I said, well, okay, I'm not lowering my prices. And then a few weeks later, I said to them, I'm worth the extra $3. And she said, you're worth more. And I said, then you should have no problem paying for the extra price at $15. So this is business. This is not personal. So in business, we have to strategically not allow friends and family to guilt us into giving a family discount or a friend's discount, or to devalue our services, especially with a small business. So I'm going to go over some few tips, and then we are going to definitely discuss ways to how to stand your ground and to effectively build your company. Rarely, you'll get someone who don't have a problem paying full price. It's no questions asked. So whatever your price is, if you tell them, they'll pay it, no problem. They want what is known, a lot of people want what is known as a friends and family discount, or in the UK, it says, it's called a mate's rate. Friends and family discounts, they are rare. They are rarely justified, but they can definitely damage your business. Understand that requesting a friend and family discount, this is requesting it, is disrespectful. It's blatantly disrespectful. So no matter the type of business that you run, if somebody's asking for a discount, it's injustice of service. Asking for that sort of discount just by virtue of the relationship is extremely disrespectful. They think that they're helping you out by giving you their business, especially when you're starting out. But they are actually disrespecting you. Sometimes it's fine if they don't have the money, and they say, hey cousin, hey niece, hey daughter, hey friend, I want to help you, but I just don't have the funds. But 9 times out of 10, they just want a cheap deal, and they think they can get it from you because they have a relationship with you. Do not let anyone disrespect or devalue what you do. You're a business, and if the competitors aren't going to give them a discount, why should you? So if you are, say, a baker, you make novelty cakes, you make novelty cupcakes, and if they go to Giant Eagle, we're in Pittsburgh. I'm in Pittsburgh. If they go to Giant Eagle, if they go to a bakery, that bakery's not going to give them a discount. So why do they think that they can get it from you? Set your prices and be unapologetic. Sometimes, even with working with family, if you decide to hire family, such as if you think of the Indians and the Asians, they hire within the community. Sometimes they hire family, a family business. Sometimes family could take advantage of you because they see you as their cousin or their niece or their sister or their brother or daughter, whatever. I will say this. I had family members that reached out to me. They reached out to me wanting to offer support. They reached out wanting to offer their services. And so I agreed to use their services because I, too, am a new business. I can use all the help and support that I can get. And I have asked them to do some type of administrative work. I have asked them to help promote on social media, of course, using the proper hashtags. And whenever I have a particular series or a campaign that I'm doing, I'll send them the product and I give them the itinerary, and they failed in so many ways, so many ways. And the product and the itinerary is sent out in enough time for them to strategically build so they can promote on their end, but it doesn't get done. I was left disappointed and also discouraged because I felt that, well, you reached out to me and asked me if you can help. I was also discouraged because you are family, so why would you do your family like this? It taught me a hard lesson. The lesson was this: one, never work with someone who doesn't have an official LLC or official business. Never. I don't care if it's your mother. Do not work with them because to them it's just a little side hustle, a little hobby. But for you who have the official LLCs, who have the official business, this is my business. This is my job. So I need you to perform effectively so we can make this money. Because you're not going to go to your job and not do what you're supposed to do. Because if you do, then your boss will pull you inside and say, hey, what's going on? The quantity that you're doing is not up to par, or you're arriving in late, you're not turning in, you know, your assignments. So again, work with someone who has an official business, because now is their business on the line. And also, I refuse to work with anyone who does not have a contract. If we don't have a contract in place, I don't even want the verbal agreement. I don't want that. I don't want any of that. I personally refuse to do any verbal agreements. Nope. Contracts are emailed out. They are signed. They are returned before anything gets done. That's my MO. So that's something you need to think of. So if you want to take the leap to work with your friends or family because they have an eye for creativity, they know how to build that content for you, they know how to use Photoshop, or they know how to, they're great social media, you know, with the influencers, and you really want to work with them, you'll give them money. You guys will pay you $100 a week if you build this content for me and post on my page on social media. Put it in writing, write contract, notarize that. Both you guys go sign that, put it in a file. They get a copy, you get a copy, because if they failed, they don't get paid. And if they come to you asking you for money, you didn't do your job. Because if you're on a actual 9-to-5, you didn't do your job. Why are you going to your boss for your paycheck? That's something to think about. You insist on doing the friends and family discount. You are actually devaluing yourself. It takes time and effort to build quality products. Whether you are someone like me, an author, if you bake, make custom jewelry, that takes time. I dabbled in jewelry making. It's very time consuming. First of all, you want the color coordination, the type of beading. If you're working with metal, you have to bend the wire a certain way. There's tools involved. There's the tiny little details that involve that you need to put, you know, those glasses on, those type of glasses that Red Fox wore in Harlem Nights. It's time consuming. Baking, novelty cakes, that is time consuming. Getting the molds, getting the batter right to the consistency, that is time consuming. And your time is money. That's money. Because again, if you are on a 9-to-5 and they're paying you $25 an hour, time, that's money. Okay, so imagine the hours that you put into work and then they have the nerve to ask for a discount. They are devaluing you. And by complying to their request, you are devaluing you yourself. Just like I mentioned earlier, I refuse to settle for less than the amount I requested for my book. I'm not, because it took time to write that book. It took time to edit that book. It took time to construct the proper book cover. And it cost me money to order the inventory, plus shipping. And you mean to tell me that you can't give me so much money for this book? Absolutely not. If you devalue you, they will devalue you. If you don't take yourself seriously, they will not take yourself seriously. By giving out discounts, you are essentially saying that your work is worthless and that you were quoting initially. So if I go ahead and just because I need that dollar, that means you're desperate for the dollar. You are actually prostituting yourself for that dollar. Are you a prostitute? Something to think about. The last thing you want is to tell your clientele that your price list is up for negotiation, because why should anyone pay the normal rate then? Why should I? Why should you keep giving out discounts after discounts and then suddenly want to charge full price? That's not being business-minded, and that's being very, very, very unprofessional. If a family member or friend gets a discount service, think about this. They could get a discount and say, okay, cousin, I'm going to charge you $20 for this product. And they go home, and they're sharing it with their neighbors. Hey, guess what? I just went to this new store. It's a great store. My cousin owns a store. And I got this really cool product. And the neighbor's like, wow, that's really awesome. That's really nice. How much did you pay for that? I paid $20 for this. Okay, well, I'm going to go check it out. That neighbor goes down to that store. They see you. Hey, how you doing? I heard about your product. I want to check it out. I want to pay for it. Of course, you charge them full price, which could be $40. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. I heard this was $20. And you're like, where'd you hear that from? Oh, my neighbor is so-and-so. And you realize that person, their neighbor, is your cousin. So now that neighbor is expecting the same price because it was not clear as to why they got the discount. So again, that right there is messiness, and that will cause a tension, and you can actually lose a customer or client because of that. Running a small business is tough. It is tough. Usually once you break even, once you pass the first 5 years, you're pretty much out of the woods. So when you allow your friends and family to devalue your work, you can face up to financial trouble. Small businesses can go bankrupt anytime, just like that. Freelancers run the feast and famine cycle consistently. So again, you do not want to devalue yourself because your product is worth money. It has a value. Some family members and friends might remark that you charge a lot. That's too much money. When you take into the account of income tax, the income taxes, the 12% self-employee tax for Social Security and Medicare, you have to charge high prices. And at the end of the financial year, you won't have anywhere near as much as you think. Before I started fully focusing on my writing, I would crochet. And I would make blankets and ponchos and shawls and scarves and hats, all that stuff. And that was actually some side money because I was a single mother. And I made one of those car blankets that the ladies wear that's, you know, in the front and in the back. I was crocheting that, and then I would put fur around it just to make it a little more classy, sophisticated, any color I made that. I was actually charging $80 for them. That's nowhere near the amount that it's worth. But because I love to crochet and it was actually therapeutic for me mentally and emotionally, I went ahead and charged $80. One of my good friends overheard me giving another person the price, and she said I shouldn't charge that much. She said, you need to charge $60. Really? Again, now, this item took me almost 16 hours to make. If you worked 16 hours, are you expecting $60? And it cost me $30 to make. So I would have broke even, made a couple bucks. So you mean to tell me that, again, my time is not worth $80? But because I needed the money, I went ahead and allowed her comment, her sidebar comment, to devalue my worth. Never again. Never, ever again. I refused. Okay? So when you do that, when you allow those family discounts because of how they feel, you're risking financial problems every time you use your time to work for the discounted rate. That time can be used to search for new clients who will pay what is worth. While you're trying to figure out a discount, you're wasting time. As mentioned before, time is money. What needs to be done is you need to give the price. They don't like it. You move on. Because there is someone out there, there are people, plural, out there that will pay full price, even more, because the work is quality work. Okay? Those closest to you, they don't really mean it, but what they're doing is increasing the likelihood of your business failing. And that's really sad because they may not really understand why this is important. If they truly, truly, truly understood exactly why it's important to pay full price, then they would. It sounds extreme, but it is what it is. But sometimes it is okay to give a family discount. Sound like a contradiction? No. This is when it's okay. I'll give you an example. Those that know me, I'm on live Facebook every Tuesday doing the Tuesday tips. These are writing tips because I am an author and I'm a publisher. So I will give away merch, a mug, a t-shirt, a journal, and a pen for free if you share my video. That's your discount. Also, I do promo days. There are days of the week that I might give a discount, a BOGO, buy one, get one. I'll do a percentage off. And then for my birthday was in March. I did what was called the E. Davis birthday sale, March Madness. And if you bought 5 books, I gave you a specific price from March 1st to March 31st. And that was your discount. There's ways to do that. There's a time for it. Okay. You truly are in need. You have the resources to be comfortable. Then why not? That's another way of giving a discount. If you are, say, out of the red and you're into the black and you can afford to just, okay, go ahead, take that. It's fine. I'll give it to you for this price. Do it. But again, you have to look at the bills, the overhead. If you're renting a store, a space, a storefront, that stuff isn't free. The rent man is not going to say, well, okay, well, that's your cousin, so I get why you didn't bring in the money. Or that's your uncle, that's your dad, that's your mom, that's your... No, they're not going to do that. They're like, I need my money. Or you're out of here. Okay? Or say you may have a loyal customer. You may have somebody that's been with you from the start. They may have been the main one encouraging you to start your own business. Start your own business, girl. Start your own business, guy. Start it. I got you. If anything, I'm going to help you. They may be the one helping you pass out flyers. They may be the one sharing your videos, your content, everything like that. They may be that one, okay? That's okay to give them a discount every now and then. Not all the time. Nope. Because if they're really your friend or family member, they wouldn't ask. Okay. And is there a secret way of saying no? Mm-mm. Just say it. No, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. No. You may, they may be kind of like, what, really? Is that how we're doing it? Yes, that's how we're doing it. But they'll get over it. And they'll move on. And they'll see that this is business. It's not personal. If they are good people, they'll understand the reasoning. What's the policy on the discount for friends and family? So another time when I actually started publishing, self-publishing, my book originally, per the publisher I was under, was $20. I was a new up-and-coming author, and it was a paperback book. Most, when you go to Barnes & Nobles, you kind of know that paperback costs about $10. I was charging my paperbacks at $15. So a friend of mine reached out to me and she said, I want to buy your books. I'm like, okay, it's $15. And she goes, ooh, girl, can I get a discount? No. And this is what I told her. I said, because originally online, the book is $20. But because I'm a nobody right now, I'm already discounting it at $15 just to get my name out there. And so she goes, okay, I get it. And you know what she did? She actually gave me the price that sold online, $20. A real person will make sure that you eat. A real person will make sure that you get your value. A real person. This is business. It's not personal. And when they make it personal, that's them themselves, because if they were to get into business for themselves, they would completely understand the time and the money it takes to effectively run a business, and they would know better not to ask for a discount. You need to define your relationships. If you're willing to offer a discount or freebies to friends and family, you must first clarify and define the details into these categories, such as the Tuesday tips that I do. 2-day only. If you share the video, you get some merch. That's the discount. Technology has connected us to tons of people with whom we really don't have a personal relationship with. How dare your cousin's best friend's husband, I don't know you, I don't even have a relationship. This is my cousin's best friend. So your husband is asking for, are you kidding me? Absolutely not. Define that relationship. If someone likes your Facebook post or that's great. But again, if you have constant followers, like say a fan page or that fan base, then that's something you want to give to them maybe one time today. For the fans, for the group, I want to give you something. That's, you're defining it. You are defining the relationship. You want to set guidelines that make sense to you and share them with the potential customers. Set your boundaries and be unapologetic. You do not have to feel bad if your price is $50 for a sweater. especially if you made that sweater, especially if you had, no, do not, nope, this is my price. Stick to it. If they say, well, I can get this sweater cheaper, then you, I believe you should go get that sweater cheaper. But for me, this is my price. You want to be strategic. It sometimes makes sense to give away products or services for free at discount rates, especially if you can promote your brand. So there are things that you can give away for free, like pens, those bracelets. That's to promote your brand. That's to really get your name out there, things like that. Giving items or services to connect with a large social media following or donation to charity groups or a nonprofit or community event, that can help you attract new customers, but make sure that you can afford the expenses before giving away. So don't just buy a bunch of stuff, okay, and then just give it away and expect a great turnout, because the rule of business is sometimes it just doesn't go that way. So if you can afford to do the giveaways, then do so. If you cannot, don't. But here's the thing. There's all types of software, especially on your computer, that you can make, say, business cards and flyers. So you're not really breaking the bank. You can print these out. You could go to the event, and you can network. Let them know that you are a new business. You're located over here on this street. Here's your website information. Here's your email information. Here's even the business phone number. Been looking for the type of services. That's the way you can even give things away, is by giving that information out. Trading services. Now, sometimes a lot of business owners can barter, and that's okay because, again, it's a product for a product. I've worked with so many people. I have a lot of friends that we do barter. If I need some services and they need some services, we can make that even exchange. But I need to deliver my services. I need to give quality work or quality product. Okay? Vice versa. Don't just take it because that's just what it is. No, if I'm giving you quality, I expect quality. Okay? And if you're giving me quality, expect the same quality from me. I'm not just going to give you garbage. I'm not going to give you something that is not going to be beneficial. I'm not just going to give something away because I need to clear out my office or my storage room. No. And it's okay. It really is okay to say no. Reasonable to expect to get paid for your time and work. You expect it. Expect it. I need my money. With the contract in place, there should be a date when a payment is rendered. Okay. Don't feel pressure to provide discounts or gifts that your business cannot afford. If you cannot afford it, if you are taking a huge loss and giving away a discount or a gift, why are you doing that? Why are you putting your business at risk? Okay. You are in no way obligated to take on every project or fulfill every demand, but perhaps in advance, what you plan to say when you request comes your way. You don't have to just come out and say no. But like when my friend asked for a discount for her book, I just simply said, this is why I can't do that. I'm already taking a loss. I can't take a bigger loss. Okay, sometimes insisting that people pay for your work, no matter how close they are, they may be to help them and you, and they know the work. All right, we have a track right now. Listen to some good music, and we will get back to
Shallon land, a young youth, you're rocking the go-to, low goose, only way way I begin to G-York was drug looting. And let's start it like this, son. Bowling with this one and that one, pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way off five skates. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question I would flow off and try to get the dough off, sticking up right boys on board boards. My life got no better, same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers respect mine, I ain't gonna take now. Spam, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long hard years, I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I beat back the tape for the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world. Deep, a man with a dream, with plans to make cream. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me so now I faced incarceration, pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty couldn't be so rough, but as the world turned I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from state, give and take, selling bait, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke steps, I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask what's it worth? Ready to give up so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got sick of kids, corrupt cops and crack rocks and stray shots, all in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof to kick the truth to the young black youth. Shorty's running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect it for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? This life is hectic.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money, dollar dollar bill.
Davis, this is Strictly Business with Omni Dynasty. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment, all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So I was discussing it's not personal, it's business. And I gave you a whole spiel as to why we should not feel obligated to give family discounts or friend discount. And it could definitely be challenging because especially, you know what, I've recently learned that it's in all communities, from the Asian community to the Indian community, Mexican community, but I'm gonna speak on my community, the African-American, the Black community. We could feel obligated, especially in today's times, because we are rallying on sticking together, being one. We are rallying. We're marching the streets. We are yelling out in the community, posting on Facebook, support Black businesses, support Black businesses, support Black businesses. We travel from, for example, I live in the suburb, and there's 2-3 coffee shops within my commute into the city. But I can go into the city, into a Black neighborhood, travel about 10 miles, 10, 15 miles for a latte. And I'll be very disrespectful if I go into that coffee shop and ask for a discount because, hey, sister, come on, brother, come on. Very disrespectful because the thing is we need to support that business. We need to pay full price and put some money in that tip jar because we buy what we want to buy. If you really want it, you'll buy it. You'll work extra hours at work to get it. You'll pinch those pennies. You'll sacrifice eating out. You may even rob here to pay Paul with your bills to get what you want. And for you to go into a Black community to request a discounted service because I'm Black and you're Black, you should be able to support. Absolutely, positively, no. If anything, you should be putting more into the community instead of asking for that discount. You should be saying, okay, well, what can I do to help spread the word of this business? If it's a coffee shop, if it's a clothing store, if, even if it's just a convenience store, what can I do? How can I mean, we take selfies of nonsense all day. We could take a selfie with the owner, tag him, say, hey, a great convenience store right here on Penn Avenue, come and so support. We can buy, we can go into the clothing store, buy the outfit, take that selfie, tag that designer, tag that clothing store. Of course, we could put the location, put the name, and we can support, okay? There's so many small businesses, especially in the Black community, people that are trying to build their business out of their homes. They have a 9-to-5 job. They go to work. They have children. They have spouses. And they're trying to build a business. There's women that are making essential self-care from scrubs to soaps. And they're putting it on social media, on Instagram. But we're not buying it because we want to go to Target and buy the Dove and buy the Herbal Essence. And again, that's okay if you choose to. But when you see a Black business, it is so important to support it. It's not personal business. So you want to reach out to that company, to that small business and say, hey, I heard about your product. I would like to buy something. And if you like it, share it. Okay? We share the dumbest stuff, things that are not edifying, things that do not build us up or educate us, but yet we won't share a business, but then have the audacity to question, why can't we get a discount? That's something that it really bothers me. Also, when it comes to it's business and not personal, is when you have your friends and family who call you while you're trying to work. They're a distraction. I just want to leave that right there. Think about it. That means if you tell your friends or family members that I'll be working on a project for my business all weekend, it does not mean that you call me to gossip. I'm working. Unless you want to come over and help me put this product together, or if it's, say, shipping day where you got to ship all your merch, you've been sold some stuff, you want to ship it, especially right now with the pandemic, you know, because we are slowly still merging out of it and organizing our hours, and they're calling you about nothing. They are wasting your time. That's something to think about. You tell them. Unless you want to come over and help me organize this inventory, don't call me. There's people that have a business that I even helped start. And they want to promote their business. They want to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to go in. I'm ready to be focused. But they send you stupid stuff on Messenger and Instagram Messenger all day. Distractions. They have nothing better to do. It's personal, not business. So you have to set the standards and don't lower your standards. It's so important, extremely important that you set your standards, because if you don't, they will not take you seriously. You have to look at your company as a million-dollar company. Rather you have one employee to 10, rather you bring in $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month, or even if you're not bringing, say, the money that you want to bring in, you can make, say, $10 that week. You look at that $10 as $1 million. You set those standards, you set those guidelines, and you keep it moving. We have a track. Listen to this track, and we'll be right back.
All the folks out there, understand, and Dave will tell you something real true. Let's get it.
Yeah, I got you, boy.
We see the same girl, man.
What's up, boy?
Man,
We're talking about the same girl.
All right, we are on the air. All the way from Lagos, Nigeria. This is me, your girl, E. Davis. It's Strictly Business with O&E Dynasty. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So I'm told that we have a caller in queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling in. Tell us your name and where are you calling from.
You know, I'm about to burst. Your show, first of all, I'm Huni Bakatun, the Magic Man Haru. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you just fine, big brother.
I'm about to burst. I mean, I enjoy all of your shows, but tonight, oh, my God. I wish I was your special guest, so let me try to sum this up.
Okay.
Black people, so-called black people are sick because, first of all, no discount, family, friend, whatever. No other race does that. And I hate to say the N-word, especially, you know, when company's around, but that's that N type of stuff right there. You don't go into Walmart and start asking for no discount. I tell you what, go into a Chinese store and ask for a discount on that fried rice and see how many Bruce Lee's come in and kung fu you. Okay? I'm just being real with you. And trust me, if somebody was sent to wake up our people that have been in a state of loss for such a long time, like I say, whether people believe that or not, that's their issue, not mine. Just don't make your issue my issue. Okay? So to sum this up, E. Davis, I'm loving your show. But this your subject tonight is why we have not risen back to our glory as a people. You understand? And it's going to take real teachers and educators like you and me who's going to listen. I mean, you got my support. You got my full support. And don't stop doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, big brother. I definitely appreciate that support. It's so imperative that we do support one another. We already know, here's the thing, we already know this. We are marching in the streets when one of us is killed by the police. We're marching. But how many of us really rally together for the cause of supporting the community, as far as helping out with our children, helping out with bills? I saw a post on Facebook. I saw a few times within the past few years that the Jewish community will have a bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah for their children when they reach a certain age. That is a coming of age party. Money is given, checks are written to help with any expenses that that child would need in the future. And we as a black community don't necessarily do that. We don't. When we turn 13 or 14, we're turned up having parties. We've turned 18, graduated from high school, you know what I mean? And I'm not against celebration. I am not. I will celebrate anything, anywhere, because I love a good turnout. If anybody that knows me, I dance and everything. However, it is so important to do a service and justice by supporting. It's very important. And the thing is, even if the product that is being sold is not something that you're into, that's okay. And I'm not going to say buy it anyway, because you're wasting your money. But tell someone who would be interested in that product, hey, guess what? Guess what? My friend makes these beautiful style necklaces. I met someone, and they have a nice boutique, a jewelry boutique, and it's your taste. It's the statement necklace. It's colorful. It's all types of. It's nickel-free. It's amazing. Go to the store. Here's a business card. Tell them that I sent you. Send that support, okay? Or offer an investment. Listen, I tell you what, there's nothing in here that is my taste or my style, but I would just like to make a donation just so your company can grow. Because we buy what we want. We spend our money getting our hair done. We spend our money on jewelry. Don't let the new Jordans come out. Don't let the new PlayStation come out, the new Madden, whatever. We will spend the money on what we want. And the thing is, we should want to build up the community because our children need to see that. Our children need to see that. And then here's the thing. The pandemic has forced a lot of companies to be born. So jobs were, of course, laying off. Unemployment was late and stagnant. So now it's like, what do I do? You have a side hustle. Businesses are being burst. So why not support that business? Why not? I know for me, when the pandemic hit, it actually forced me to really level up and study about content, about email marketing, about posting content on a regular basis, about being consistent. It really forced me to level up as an entrepreneur. And I'm not going to say I'm glad it happened because, you know, a lot of people were affected physically by the pandemic. But for me, it was a good of lesser evils, if I'm saying that correctly. Of course, it was a horrible and scary situation, but I did not have time to be scared. I didn't have time to worry. I took that time to construct my business even more because I had nothing but time. And that helped me really see what I needed to do to fix and to clean up regarding my business. And again, it is so important that we don't sit there and ask for the discount, think that we're privileged for the discount because, again, that's taking food out of a family's mouth, okay? We're so quick to tell people, I'm a single mother, I can't do that. But you want a discount because, one, we're black or because that's your cousin. But that $25, say, necklace or that $25 jacket can help pay some bills for that business or feed their children. But because you feel entitled to ask for that discount because you're black or you're a relative, how dare you? How dare you? No. When I decided to really focus on my business, my sister-in-law actually looked at my prices and she said, raise them. And I consulted with my cousin. He has a business degree and we had a meeting and he helped put together a spreadsheet. We have a music track, musical number after this.
Don't feel that you're imposing on me.
Black, that is Basic Black. That's the next group that Gene Griffin and Teddy Riley produced. And you know that song, you know, I do whatever you want me to do, baby, I'm out.
Is you singing?
I could do the whole song now. You know what I mean? This is supposed to be a business song. You know what I mean? Full of love, full of joy. I'll do whatever it takes, my love. Bye, girl.
Strictly Business with E. Davis with O and E Dynasty. We are all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We have a caller and two callers. Thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
It's the legendary Jerry Petito. I am saluting you right now on Facebook.
Well, listen, I love you, man. You know, all right, so I'm going to have some controversy things to say, okay, with what you said. If Hootie Bakatoon is listening, he's going to crack up.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay, so I agree with 100% what you said about no one should ever ask anyone for a discount.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100% about, you know, helping each other out in the community. And again,
right,
if you don't like something in there or it's not for you, suggest it to others and promote them. And 1,000%, I agree 1,000% with all that, and that's who I am. Okay.
This is true.
Okay. But growing up Italian, you know,
mm-hmm,
I mean real Italian, my dad was off the boat. They had nothing when they came here. So they worked their butts off, and they only know work. And they gave everyone their food and their products and discounts and everything because they knew what it was to be poor. So having said that, that's how I grew up. I've been self-employed since I was in my 20s. I had beauty salons back in the day, poker league, you know, the last 10 years, and, you know, my nutritional health coaching. I give everything away for free. And I don't want to hear anybody saying, oh, then you must have the money. No, I worked my butt off. I had 3 jobs most of my life, worked my butt off to get where I'm at today. And I'm saying it like that because it never mattered. Even when I had nothing, I still gave everything away. And Hootie yells at me, you know. He's like, no, you have to stop doing that. You know what I mean? But all kidding aside, as far as discounts, this is how I feel about that. No one has a right to ask anyone. But, again, as an Italian, like all our, you know, most of my family, we all have different businesses, food businesses, whatever, right? If you went into my aunt's bagel store, for instance, in New York, and you said, oh, my gosh, I know your niece. You already got a free lunch. It doesn't matter. Like, listen, you wouldn't even have to ask for a discount. And you could be very wealthy. You could be a lawyer not asking for a free lunch. You would get it anyway. So that's just how my family and we are. And I'm blessed. You know, I feel like you have to give to receive. Like, you know, we should all be helping each other. But what you're saying is absolutely right as far as people taking advantage or asking for free things and all that. That to me, that's not okay, you know. But I just had to share that with you. And, again, Hootie's probably laughing.
Well, you know what? I agree with you, Jerry. I do, because that means that you're a giver. And there's nothing wrong with being a giver. But I also feel in my spirit that you use discernment when giving. You just don't give. You don't cast your pearls to the swine. And
okay,
I also
can I interrupt you?
Sure.
Okay. Not really. Well, I'm going to share something with you. This is why.
Okay.
You know, I wrote a book on addiction, and I've been in the drudges with the people, homeless people, and I'm going to tell you something, and this is a true story. Here on 29, mm-hmm. Route 29, where I live, they all hang out because there's a lot of traffic there under the bridge, and they have signs, and they beg for money. I make sure I have $10 bills on me, and I know it's for drugs. I don't care because in my mind, they're that desperate. They have no shoes on half the time. It's freezing. I don't care. You know, people say to me, well, that money's probably going, I don't care. You know, that's something that I think God has laid on my heart, like it's okay. Because if they're that desperate for me, I'll throw them pearls.
And see, again, you're a giver. Okay, now, there are people that disagree with you giving, but
yep.
You are a giver. Your family is a giver. They taught you to give because it will come back. And there's a difference. Okay,
yeah.
Like I mean, and I'm a giver. I'm like you. There's times that people have asked for information with obtaining information. I've helped people obtain their LLC. I didn't charge them because I used discernment to see how serious they were.
No, you're beautiful.
But that's the thing. I don't just do this for anybody, okay? And I can also tell who's just wasting my time. I'm like, no, I'm not going to schedule this time out of my day to help you obtain this information or meet you to give you a product if you're wasting my time. You use discernment. And I've given. Those that know me, I've allowed people to move into my home. I was a single mother. I allowed them to move in my home rent-free, and they burnt bridges. Listen, that's
yep.
on you.
Me too.
But I learned
yep.
to use discernment. So moving forward, when someone needs help, I'll say, I tell you what, I said, let me get back to you. Honestly, pray about it. I pray about it because, again, I'm not just going to give you something and I'm not going to give you my product and my work for you to throw in the trash because I worked hard, like you. I've
yeah,
worked
that
very
I agree
hard.
With you. Yep. 1,000% I agree with that. Yes. That
yeah,
I
like
do.
I've worked hard to get to this level in my life, and I'm not going to let anybody destroy it because of a race, because of a family member or my best friend. My best friend, my very own best friend, he pays for, like for my books, he paid full price. He didn't ask for a discount. He did not ask for a discount. That's why I'm like, no, absolutely not. And then the thing is, you know, I give freebie days. So if you truly follow me and support me, then you would know when the freebie days are so you can get a freebie. And then
gotcha.
When I ship out,
yeah.
I don't even charge shipping. So you're getting a discount anyway.
Right.
So.
No, you are a giver. I get that. You're right. I let so many people stay in my house, and you're right. So, but that's different. I meant like with the businesses and the discounts and all that, but you're right. And I love you, and yes.
When's your next show, Jerry?
Okay, so my show was, okay, last Tuesday. So my show is 4 weeks from last Tuesday, 9:30, and I'm going to share with you why this is important. Everyone has to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Danny's Law, and I'm interviewing the mother. He was 13. He hung himself in 2016. He was not only bullied by the kids, he was bullied by the administration, the school, and the teachers, and the school is shut down now.
Mm.
She wants this law to go globally. Okay, sweetie?
So what date?
Thank you.
What, are you able to give us a date on when it's on?
The date? Okay, yeah, I can give you the date. Give me 1 second. All right. Okay, it's actually October 19th, Tuesday, October 19th, 9:30 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. All right, we have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Brother O.
Light chicka, dark chicka, poor chicka, real chicka. Rich chicka, poor chicka, house chicka, field chicka. Still chicka.
My name is
still chicka. I like that second one. Light chicka, dark chicka, poor chicka, real chicka. Rich chicka, poor chicka, house chicka, field chicka. Still chicka. Still chicka. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House the, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga, Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters, where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners, where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rent it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light jigger, dark jigger, faux jigger, real jigger. Rich jigger, pole jigger, house jigger, field jigger. Still jigger. Light chicka, dark chicka, faux chicka, real chicka. Rich chicka, poor chicka, house chicka, field chicka. Still chicka.
My name is
still chicka. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get it to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to an 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light jigger, dark jigger, faux jigger, real jigger. Rich jigger, pole jigger, house jigger, field jigger. Still jigger. Still jigger. Light jigger, dark jigger, faux jigger, real jigger. Rich jigger, poor jigger, house jigger, field jigger. Still jigger. Still jigger.
All right, this is Chicly Business with E. Davis, and we are on the air live, O&E Dynasty. Join us to participate in the conversation, 513-453-516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is a product of O&E Dynasty. We have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Well, before we get the call on, we do have a chat, and it's from a young lady Her name is Trevana, and she lives in Chicago. And she says, I don't agree with Jerry Petito on that, just giving money away. Look what happened to Muhammad Ali. He gave everything away and almost went broke until his third wife got him under control. You know what I mean? Probably because he converted himself more into Islam and, you know what I mean, and stopped, you know, running around in women. Okay. Well, that chat, we're not going there about Muhammad Ali's personal life, but I get what she's saying. You'll comment on that before we bring on the caller? Wow.
Yeah, I agree. Greg and I were talking. We definitely understand where Jerry was coming from. We appreciate her comments. But I honestly believe, I look at it as you participating in, you are paying for their turnip, so to speak. So I'm not going to help pay your light bill because you went out and bought a dress and new shoes. So now you have a shut-off notice from your light company. That means that you'd have had not one but not two. Hold on, please. You had not one but not two notices that your bill was due. You still go out and participate in foolish spending, but you need to borrow some money to pay your light bill. That means that you're asking to pay for your turnip. And that's how I look at it. Go ahead.
And if you want to try to tie in, you know, oh, well, all of a sudden he came upon the Nation of Islam and now he turned around. Nah, man, that's all about your love and your motivation and what drives you to be that in this, what do you want to call it, a season? You know what I mean? Because, like, when you take it that sensitive, you're taking it to, like, a whole different type of love, spirit, emotion, you know what I mean? Like, all five senses and everything else, you know what I mean? So that was how he was living before he came upon the Nation, you know, and the Nation showed him what he was doing wrong and what he was doing right. So that's why he went ahead and became faithful to his woman, you know what I mean, or his woman.
Also, other celebrities we have known that went bankrupt because they were supporting family and not really handling the money. Remember MC Hammer, he had to file bankruptcy because he was putting his family on the tour. And, you know, all types of stuff. And, again, I get it. Looking out for your family member, your cousin, your nephew who needs a job just to help them get off the streets, help pay. But Hammer was, you know, paying people's bills. And you know, I mean, even look at the greats like Whitney Houston. They were supporting her drug habit just so she can go out and sing to pay their bills. And so she needs coke or crack to perform, to get over whatever the issue she's wrestling with, to go perform and to make that $10,000, you know, concert with that $1 million concert. So go ahead and give her the drugs, because once she makes this money, we gonna get paid. That's in a way of asking for that family discount. A real person should have said, we're not going to keep aiding and abiding in this behavior because you can't get a job and pay your bills. Okay, caller, thank you so much for calling in. Please tell us your name and where you're from.
Well, good evening. This is Jarek the Gifted One Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. How are you tonight, Lee Davis, and your guest tonight?
We are doing well. My guest is my beloved husband, Greg Starks. He came out from work, and he wanted to join the live just be supportive. He's a big fan of the show.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in. How are you today, the gifted one?
I am doing well, Queen Sister, and I'm going to acknowledge the King Brother there. It's good to be listening to your show tonight. I gotta get in on this conversation because me being a business owner since March of 2021 of this year, I definitely agree with a lot of what you've been saying. I don't do discounts. I don't do discounts. I've been writing these books for almost 5 years. I've been doing this for almost 5 years. I'm sitting here right now actually working on my third book in my Coming Full Circle series. And I totally agree. I don't do discounts.
So
I don't do discounts.
Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Let me ask you. Has anyone asked you for a discount, or did they ask you to lower your prices to minimize?
I wish somebody would. I would definitely give them the thank you so much. Thank you. thank you so much. I really do appreciate it, but it's not happening. And that would be as nice as I would be. I'm not lowering my prices. Like, people don't understand. It takes a lot of time to sit here and write these books. It takes a lot of time to step and do your own editing. It takes a lot of time to do your own self-publishing. It takes time when you spend your money into investing in business cards and investing in banners. It takes time to invest that type of money. And I'm not the type of person that I'm going to lower my prices to help nobody. I can't do it. And I'm going to say this as a person who knows better. You ain't finna walk in Walmart and tell them, can I get $5 off this $7 shirt? It's not going to happen. You're not finna walk in no TGI Friday and ask them, can I get 20% off this meal? It's not going to happen.
Let me go ahead and ask the question.
All right, so brother, was there ever a situation where the person, what was the worst situation where the person that was approaching you about your services really put that gripping on? What gave you that moment to where you felt like, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I love you. You know what I mean? And I mean, blood is blood. Water is water. You know what I mean? It's just the attachment that you have to that individual that say, hey, you know what? This is what I do. And it's worth it.
I'm going to give you the perfect example. When I first found out that my book was available, my first book, Coming Full Circle, the Revised Edition, was available November the 1st, 2017. And when I literally made the announcement on Facebook about my book being available, one of the first people who went and purchased my book was my sister. And she went and purchased it off of Amazon thinking that she was doing something, right? So when she purchased the book, she's like,
breaking up there, brother?
Hello?
Me?
Yeah. Your phone's breaking up.
Where are you, Jerry? Where are you? Oh, you know what? We're going to come back to Jarek. I wouldn't be in a proper place. We got some more music, y'all. And I want to hear what Jarek got to say about his sister, y'all. So guess what, family over there in Pittsburgh? It's nothing like a party, y'all. Let's get it.
We'll be right back. body. The racist pack with basic black bandit party. And the rest all dressed to impress and not fest. Excuse me if I didn't address money. Hey, we ain't here to prove that a group can make a move with anybody. Prove that a party. So what's the chance on the dance with a new jack? Now you got to get down.
All right. Now we're going to bring back on our brother, Jerick Thomas. And, of course, you know, E. Davis and Greg and Jerick, man, I told you I had that New Jack Churchy type of feel tonight, man. It's all about business, man. We need to get excited about business. I'm gone.
Jerick, are you there?
I am still here.
All right, good. Yeah. Because we lost you. Okay, so you left off. Because it's story time now. Your sister purchased it on Amazon. And then what happened?
And I told her, I said, no, I can't sign that book. You just made them some money. You didn't make me any.
Oh, wow.
I hadn't even ordered my first shipment yet. So when she ordered the book, she ordered it online. She didn't get the book directly from me. And then that I was like, okay, once I get my first shipment in, whatever my price is, I'm sticking to it. I'm not backing down. And ever since then, a lot of people have been like, so you don't lower your prices? No, I don't lower my prices. Like, even now, like, my 5-year anniversary of coming full circle is coming up. I only lower my prices only for the anniversary of my book, and then that only depends on, like, this year. This year, it would be 5 years since my first book came out. I only lower I'm lowering my prices to $5 per book only for the month of November. Because it's in the coming full circle series, and that's a special that's
right.
Running only for the month of November.
So let me ask you, because our books are sold on Amazon, and then a lot of the writers that I published have their inventory. So mm-hmm. would the Amazon sales kind of help you for getting the attention online?
Yes, I send my readers to Amazon if they're out of state. And they want the book right away, and they can't wait for me to get a shipment in and send the book to them then.
Okay, but you prefer your customers to come to you to get the book.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So me,
I prefer to ship the book to them.
No, I get it. See, you and I do it opposite. Like, I definitely promote the online sales because that brings the online attention. But whenever I sell it personally, it's more of a pop-up. So either way,
yeah,
it's a win. But I definitely understand. I understand your format.
I learned that with Amazon, they take 60% of your sales when you sell your books online. So you get 40% of their profit, but they get a bigger percent of what your sales. So I was like, okay, I can use the site to promote. For people who are, if you're in China, if you're in Africa, somewhere like that, and I know that the shipping is going to be ridiculous, but I definitely love the fact that I control my sales. I know what's coming in and I know what's going out.
You know, it's funny you said that. I got to go on to E. Davis. I got to go. E. Greg and Jerick and Hooney and Jerry and anybody else wants to call in. I see Sonya Griffin, award winner. Terrence Strip on the line. I would love him to press one. I give a master class. I give a master class in DJing and broadcasting. I've been doing it now for 5 months. It is $99.99. I have now so far 27 students in the DJing game and 16 students in the broadcasting game. I've made money. I'm not going to be ashamed of that. I have a high lifestyle, a real high lifestyle. I love getting into, you know, everybody knows I don't always drive. I like getting to my Uber XLs and going where I want to go. You don't have to have that. When you have stability and money, you don't have to worry about people. Make them pay the full price. Again, all you guys are on E. You want to learn more about the business? It's $99.99. And now back to the show right here on O&E Dynasty.
So is Terrence Strength on the line? Is he in the queue?
Yes, he is, and he's going to come on right now. the Sonya Griffin Award winner, which is the new host of the year for the class of 2020. Here he is, y'all. And, hey, Terrence, you know?
Yeah.
Come on and talk about it.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic because, you know, and I want to thank you for talking about this, Miss Davis and Jarek and everybody. This is a very interesting topic because it speaks to a broader issue. And I'm always talking about this term post-traumatic slave syndrome. And it's just you hear this as a constant complaint, and it's how we as black people in our community is how we undermine ourselves because we make it so much harder for us. Other ethnic groups have I'm not saying business is always easy, but they have an easier time when the people that look like them patronize them. You know what I'm saying? Buy products from them. And they know that they already have a group that's willing to support them. And with us, it's that is just not the case. Because unfortunately, because of the trauma that we've endured being shipped over here, we don't see ourselves as one. So, Ms. Davis, what you're talking about, you know, us always trying to, you know, you want to lower it because if it comes from us, it's not worth the same and everything. It's a constant battle within us. And it's just something that we have to overcome. Now, there are some industries where you may see less of that. It seems like if you have a soul food restaurant or something like that, that maybe that's different. But when you're selling like supplies and goods and things like that, you get that from us, and we don't understand that we're undercutting ourselves. So it's a good topic to talk about. It just shows where we need to go as a group and how we need to develop and everything. But it's all psychological. It's a manifestation of how we feel about ourselves because you look like me. Therefore, your water is not as cool as the white person's water or some other group's water. Their water tastes better than the water that you're trying to sell me because I don't feel all that great about myself, and you look like me. And we have to continue to work on that, family, and develop ourselves and understand what's going on in order to change that pattern. And it's a process, and that's what you're talking about, and it needs to be talked about. Because it's a problem. It's a problem. Because then we have to go out here and fend for ourselves and try to move our products with other groups. You know what I'm saying? And market to other groups that are outside of us. And it's tougher. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I just want to give my 2 cents on that. Jarek made some great comments and everything. I just want to give my 2 cents on that because it needs to be talked about. It's symptomatic of an overall, of a bigger problem that we have. What'd you say?
I said symptomatic. That's the key word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. My husband Greg, he wants to comment on your comment. So if you want to stay on real quick, he has I guess a part two.
First of all, brother, peace and blessings, you know what I mean? God bless you, you know what I mean? You're absolutely right. And it's a sickness. It's a disease. It's something that's been passed down trait by trait, you know what I mean, through the history of time. You know what I mean? It's a generational. Yep. It's a generational disease that we folk don't realize that we pass it on. You know why? Because we talk a lot of crap about our own people and what we do. And even when we talk crap about other folk, and I'm going to put it out there, you know what I mean? I'm going to put it out there. Even when we talk crap about white, Chinese, Indian, Asian, whatever, everything else but black, you know what I mean? Even when we talk crap, that crap that we talk is really uplifting to them. Why are they always looking out for this? Why are the Mexicans working with the Chinese? Because they look alike, you know what I mean? Why this and that? What do you mean? Hold on. The only problem is that we see the green dollar as the white dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the white dollar. We really look back in our history books. They physically came out and oppressed us by tearing down our buildings, tearing down our city, tearing down what we had. And even because we allowed this, that's why they had the upper hand. Once we actually put our stuff where we have in the forefront and start focusing in on us, then we and us, you'll be so surprised how fast it'll happen, man. Because there are a lot of prominent black folk out there. You know what I mean? And the problem is that those prominent black folk are cautious. They're business folk. They know that life is business. Like Tupac says, life is a game. Once you realize the rules of the game, you play the game. You're looking in the rear view, bro. That's just it. Ain't nobody realize none of that. You know what I mean? Like that's the game right there, man. Life itself, every aspect. You, your school, your business, your wife. Your marriage, your family, everything you do. We think about what we do on a level of our emotional attachment. But really what it all is the fact that the emotional attachment, I hate to say it this way, but money is life. Only reason why money is life is because that's the number one thing that we speak about, what we think about, we talk about. That's the number one topic in everything. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? But in the same sense, it's like, hold on, man. You know what I mean? What did you do? You know what I mean? Because, you know I mean? We're supposed to have money. We're supposed to have that. Did you ruin some type of rule that you were supposed to have with the money? Did you ruin this bonus that you got, this blessing you got all of a sudden? Did you ruin some type of some type of issue of stinginess? You know what I mean? It could be you was too in haste. It could be so many different things, factors. You really got to think about it. A lot of it all the time comes back to you.
All right, we have a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Disc Jockey, Brother O. It is our fan's choice. Why are you getting funky on me?
You know, Jing, I want to know why she's getting funky on me. You know what I'm saying? Is it a real true fact that she's getting funky on me? Man, look, listen. I'm the beat out of G. Let's do it.
Fire.
Funky on me.
funky on me, love.
Business with E. Davis, Ebony Dynasty, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Please call 516-453-9133 to join the conversation. We have a caller in queue. Caller, tell us your name and where you're from.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. I just had to call back one more time. You know, much divine love and respect for both you, woman of God, and your husband, the man of God. And much respect to the Hall of Famer, Anna Waddell Award winner, as well as Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito. I say over and over, that lady had been there more for me than a lot of my so-called relatives. So now, here's the difference. I did put it in the chat, but I definitely wanted to put it on record. Here's the difference. Every other nation who haven't lost their raven, who lost a rabbit, you know what, mine, right, first created the military to protect their investment, do all kind of things, right? Both human beings and living beings. But here's the difference. Italians still own Italy. Chinese people still own China, Korea, and so on and so forth. Besides two main groups of people that I was sent to over 36 years ago, that's the African or so-called African-American that don't own Africa or America, or the Native American who's really African, and they don't know it, and we don't own America. And we didn't set up a military to protect ourselves against all enemies, foreign or domestic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. Thank you for even calling back. It's funny. I did see that in the chat. We have to be accountable, and that's so important. And, it's definitely much respect to those that called in to give their opinion, but a lot of people need to understand that because we don't technically own anything, we're held at a different standard. And it's so important that if we would just stop thinking on a negative and change our mindset, then we can own, we can move forward and establish a community.
All right, and the way we do that, folks, because we all got the same rights, you know what I mean? Especially if you're born over here in this United States of America, that we are so disgruntled with all these individuals, everybody, really, you know. So do your research. You know what I mean? Figure it out. Look into the laws. Look into your amendments. And find out where those amendments really mean, and then look into the laws of the laws of the land. When I mean laws of the land, the laws of where you live at, first that state you live in or country you live in, then that state you live in, then that borough, then that township, then that, you know, even take it all the way to the laws of the school laws. You know what I mean? That's how you really figure things out. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of black folks don't realize, and they're finally starting to realize, but there is a lot of folks that do. When you buy land, we have the same right to buy land as any other individual. Don't just buy the building that building is sitting on. Figure out how to buy that land that the building is sitting on. Because there might be some type of mineral rights in that soil, in that dirt, underneath that building. It might be worth more than that building. It's going to help you jump your business off even faster. Look and do your research.
All right, do the research. So if you have an opportunity to do better, do it. And again, the purpose of this show tonight was to specify on not requesting or feeling privileged for discount because you are family, because you are friend, or because you're black, that you feel that you are entitled. It is to actually show the support of these businesses, small businesses, and actually do right to help build not only the community, but to build up that person, because small businesses struggle every single day. And for you to request a discount is very disrespectful. All right? We now have, now that is the best time of the hour. It is now Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, this has been the longest show for Strictly Business, and of course it's supposed to be, because we got a lot of different information that came out tonight to help you be better, maybe save your own life, and definitely save your pocket. Now, of course, I promise E. Davis, and I promise Greg, we're going to have, you know, that old washboard-type feeling. You know, back in the day, you know, you had your grandma, they go to church with the washboard, they go do their thing with the tambourines. Well, you know what, though? I got that feeling, Ebony. I got that feeling, Greg, and then my Ngozi time. Let's get it.
Yo, kick the beat. Today, part two. The new formula, you know what I'm saying? Got a feeling. Here we go.
I got the feeling.
that one, Ebony and Gregory. Yeah, I told y'all I was going to bring the fire tonight, man. Ain't nothing like, I got the feeling that something's going wrong. Yes. That's the type of style I grew up in the 90s. I'm just saying. Great show tonight by E. Davis and Strictly Business. And, you know, I want to thank all the people that counted that robbery to call us. Also, I want to thank all the people that try to stop my music tonight. Okay? Y'all know who y'all are. And that's why this show went a little long. Because you know why? I'm petty. But great job tonight by E. Davis. And tomorrow night on these stations, our prayers have been answered. One of your favorites, guys, Pastor Kevin Perry, will be back. I'm hoping that he will be well enough to do his show, but he said he is. And it's called The Work Is Done. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation has advertising to ONE, which is Oladele Ngozi and the Brash Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at that.com. We're Ngozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi appearance at Google+. Oladele Malay, we're Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Strictly Business, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, also for producing and, you know, disc jockey, you know, extraordinaire, Mr. Oladele Malay Ringozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there and Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And if you don't like Strictly Business, something wrong with you, because I got the feeling back to Ebony David. Uh-oh. I think I know you're, out in the spirit now. You got 2 minutes left to go on the program. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. This was a great show. This is, of course, the longest that the show has ran. It is, honestly, well past my bedtime. I'm one of those people that I like to call the hogs about 8 o'clock if I'm not editing on a manuscript. But nonetheless, I just thank it all. I thank all those that called in. I really appreciate the support. I really appreciate the comments because you gave some controversial and I like to be messy. I want to get into the dirt. I want to spill the tea. I want to expose the tea because this is so serious. You have to get your business, you have to get your affairs in order, and you have to set a standard. Business owners, black and white, purple and blue, you have to set a standard.
Yes.
And as a business community, not necessarily a black community, the business community,
yes,
need to stick together and not lower their standards on their prices. And you friends and family need to stop being trifling and expect a discount. If anything, help build the community because we want to see everyone win. All right.